So I have a question, because the other day we were reading in this commentary to the Samaditi Sutta, and then here it says killing living beings because it has the life faculty as object, has a formation as object. So what is the meaning of formation here?
Sankara kanda or sankara nama can be formation. Usually the translation of sankara.
Yes, but in this context, that is the commentary to the Samaditi Sutta. Yeah. So it's about the 10 wrong course of actions. So each course of action can be described as two mental states, as two category, as two object, and as two feeling. So as two object, it says killing living beings because it has the life faculty as object.
Oh,
and have a formation as object.
That's usually what is not alive.
What I wonder here is the meaning of formation in this context.
Yes.
Yeah?
In the translation, I remember.
Ah, it's sankhara.
That what is not alive.
Not then.
Mm-hmm. Just sankhara dhammas. Condition damage.
Okay, so okay, that means other thing that is not.
Yeah. But then, like living being. It's not so clear, the translation, But I remember that they translated that way.
Yes.
So why it has to have one more sentence, has a formation as object. It's just to make it clearer? Or?
Just stressing that life faculty is a formation, is a reality.
Mm-hmm. But what's next is taking what is not given as beings as object or formation as object.
Yeah, so in contrast to beings, I think.
And taking what is not given has formations as object.
Just leave out the word formation.
No
need.
Okay, yeah.
No need.
Yeah. It's confusing for the formation.
No need.
Okay.
Mm. If you can understand that, that's enough.
Seeing is formed by thinking, right? So there is seeing with a reality as object, followed by thinking about that which is seen. Mm-hmm. So it's attachment to the color before attachment to the concept.
Mm-hmm. Different features, different objects. Okay, so then there's the action of taking
based on the attachment to the color and what it thinks is, what that thing is.
When one's reading and there are always some points or terms that are not clear, especially in translation, and I think, John, you've mentioned before, when you read and something isn't clear, well, just never mind, because just understand different realities and...
Yeah, can anyone understand all of the teaching or words? Impossible, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that when we have the understanding of reality, then we can read with understanding. If not, we have doubt about what is that, and we cannot get through the reality, the nature of reality at all. We just think about concept all the time, not knowing the citta at that moment, whether it is kusla or akusla.
Always misled by one's own thinking.
Mm-hmm. Trying to understand every word, that's not the...
Not the purpose.
Yeah. Because it's not our own language, it's Pali translated, so how can we get the clear meaning of it? Mm-hmm. But we can get the understanding of reality better.
Mm-hmm. It's like a term, we're not interested in understanding what appears, but only in a story.
Mm-hmm. Always idea about everything, about reading this too. But if anyone has such accumulation, we leave it to him or her.
Otherwise, we'd be making rules again, right?
No time to understand reality if it's like that. Occupied by thinking a lot about story concepts. For example, when will the moment of understanding, seeing as it is as the self, if we still think a lot about everything about seeing? So what about seeing at this moment? Right now? Yes, there can be lots of thinking about other things.
Also seeing, thinking about seeing.
Uh-huh. Or other things. Until hearing more about the teachings can condition moment of talking about seeing. There's nothing else except seeing right now. We can get more of the development of understanding seeing by then. So when we talk about anything, just there is only that at that very moment. This is closer and closer to understand. This is dukkha. This is dukkha. This is sukha. This is seeing. This is hearing. This is thinking.
Understanding without having to think about it.
Conditions.
Yeah.
But you see that until there is the understanding that thinking is not me. Until then, that's why it takes quite a long, long time to really understand reality as just a moment. Never come back at all. Otherwise, it's only thinking that just seeing, just hearing. But actually, it's just seeing. It sees, that's all.
I think that someone might say, well, in a day we think about so many useless things already, so why not think about what this term means and translation, but the point is whether one's thinking about what the word means in the translation or whether one's thinking about some other ordinary useless thing, it always has to come back to understanding now, mm-hmm. such as seeing or thinking. Otherwise one thinks this is understanding or thinks it's pariyatti, but actually it's just trying to work out the term and forgetting about reality.
What's useless reality? It's ignorance. It's not the object of thinking, it's the ignorance that is.
Even that is delirious thinking.
Delirious thinking, yeah.
Vipalasa san. Vipalasa san.
Vipalasa.
Something would strongly object to the idea that if one is reading a sutta, it could be delirious thinking.
After reading.
Yeah. So long reading.
At moment of reading, it depends on understanding.
If there is also delirious.
If there is understanding, it's not delirious.
If, only if there's understanding.
Mm-hmm.
If one's reading the sutta and trying to understand the term, well, it may be delirious thinking because self may be there trying to work it out, or there may be some wise considering that only Panya can know at that mm-hmm. moment. So it just depends whether reading the sutta or reading the magazine, it depends on whether there's any understanding.
To see the value of understanding the teachings, that each word is so very useful.
Yes. And the need to hear more.
Yes. Food for conditions of understanding.
So in that case, when it is suggested that just reading is without understanding is delirious thinking.
Mm-hmm. It's like not hearing the teachings.
It can be acknowledged that, yes, when there's no understanding, no understanding. But does not stop one from having an interest in reading and hearing more.
Some would like to hear very, very much without understanding. Just want to hear.
Just like listening. That's okay, as long as it's the reading and then it's true Dhamma, and you're reading and it leads you for conditions for deep thinking, contemplation about it, then that's a good thing. We can't say that just because I'm not getting, there's no understanding arising at the moment of reading something and say this real Dhamma, doesn't mean it's useless. The more
it's
the
useless when it is not no understanding. All akusala is useless.
The conditions for the arising of understanding have to arise, and what something has to cause these conditions to arise.
But it's only when that arises is it useful. Huh? But it's only when Pandya arises is the reading useful.
That's right, but Panya is not going to rise all the time. And so you can't just dismiss any reading. For instance, if I sit and read Nina's book.
Dismissing what we're actually arguing against is the belief that any kind of reading is good. I mean,
Well, the criteria for making it useful is that it acts as a condition for Panya to arise. It doesn't mean necessarily that the Panya of Satipatthana is going to arise just because. Well, what I mean is, there may be conditions for various kinds of Panya to arise. It may not. If it's not Satipatthana, it doesn't mean it's useless.
What about when it's a kusala? Huh? Like, for example, reading the Dhamma, yes. What about sitting in the foundation, listening to a jam with loba? Is it useful?
But it's not going to be loba at every single nanosecond.
But we're talking about pittas, so we can't just say reading the Dhamma is useful or going to the foundation is useful, because it depends on whether there's any wise considering or understanding.
Right.
There will
be moments of right considering and right understanding, but there may not be.
So those moments are useful.
Akusala thinking, say, or whatever. You're not going to have full 100% moments of understanding all the time.
But this is why we talk about paramatta dhammas rather than situations, so that we learn that when there is wise considering, when there is understanding,
right,
it's useful. But when it's attachment and wrong view or idea of self doing something, no matter we're reading the Dhamma book, listening to a jhana, or going to the forest, then it's not useful.
That's why I say you can't generalize one way or the other. You can't say, well, reading is no good.
I don't think anyone's saying reading is no good.
Well, you were just saying that.
No, we're just saying you can't generalize about reading necessarily being good.
Well, we have to look at it both ways, you know. Because what I was saying, if you're reading a good Dhamma, a true Dhamma, we can say, yes, in the course of the reading, that various Dhammas are going to arise, obviously various Dhammas are going to arise. Some of them are kusala, some of them are kusala. But that doesn't negate the reading. That's the way I hear it from what you guys are saying.
I know that often when I read a text, whether it's the Sutta or Abhidharma, that like Tom, I like to consider the terms and details a lot, and I used to think that this was all good, and I like to check the Pali, but now I appreciate that a lot of that is just curiosity and being lost in the thought and the story about terms and Pali and detail, and quite useless at those moments. So if there's no understanding, no wise considering, then the moments of just following one's curiosity or one's delirious thinking, it makes no difference whether it's a Dharma book or any other kind of book. It's that's right. So this is why I think less in terms of where this situation being good or this one being bad. So just because we're listening to Ajahn speaking or just because we're reading a sutta doesn't in itself mean anything. It all comes down to the understanding and the wise considering. And then that's why through more understanding there's more truthfulness, more honesty, the Panya begins to know more clearly, and there's less kidding and easier to see more Sila Bhatta Paramasa, even once in the middle of a Dharma discussion or reading a text, that it's there. Because as we know, like last time we were talking about the asavas, like ditasava, so subtle, unknown, so there's going to be a lot more ditti, a lot more Sila Bhatta Paramasa to be known in daily life. And it has to come back to this moment, no matter we're reading the book or in the forest or following any other activity.
So it's, John, I think, wrote on DSG recently, the idea that reading is good is... And I think one of John's response was such an idea is liable to lead to Sila Bhatta Paramasa. You know, just opening a book, reading.
It could also lead to conditions for understanding. You never know. It depends. Sometimes you can even be reading something that's not even Dhamma. And it may trigger a thought about so that you say, oh, yeah, well, I want to check that out. Read what they say in the Dhamma book about that. You know, there may be conditions. It's a very complicated thing. We can't make generalizations and say, well, reading is no good. It's one of the ways in which we listen to Dhamma. We can either listen to it, read it, and it's one of the ways in which, if there are conditions, understanding will arise.
So what one do doesn't matter. What one do is it doesn't really matter. Whether it's what matters is whether one has the idea that this kind of doing or that kind of doing leads to.
Some understanding. That's why the Eightfold Path starts with the idea of right understanding. The whole process of Satipatthana starts with, you know, the idea that there's some basis of understanding, like Pariyatti understanding.
But even the Pali can be very useful. This is the aim to understand more the present moment, like we hear often in the Thai translation of Patipatti. It's translated as practice, but actually it means reaching for the particular characteristics. So it means being aware of the characteristic of reality which appears now. When there is the right aim to understand that better, then Pali also can be useful. All because right. Ajahn often asks people, or the experts, her assistants, what is it in Pali? And then they analyze, but with the aim to understand more, not just knowledge.
If we're told that information, then we don't need Pali. As long as we have the expert who tells us that information, then we don't need the Pali.
I don't understand what you mean.
Even if we don't understand. Oh, it's
yeah, but yeah, even if we don't understand, yeah.
What about not understanding the Pali translation but understand the realities?
Pali can help.
To understand the meaning,
right,
but not
yeah.
the reality.
Mm-hmm. But that happens so rarely.
What about the person who can talk about different jittas and different sutta, no understanding at all of Dhamma, see? Many people listen for years and years, but no understanding of Dhamma at all. But they can recite the words from Tipitaka, right. Sutta, yeah? And they go wrong to practice, okay, so see? It is not pariyatti.
So they're in so for that particular person, there's no...
Many of them go to the practice,
there's
to
no
meditation center,
for
see?
Them.
They read a lot about Sutta and Abhidhamma,
yeah.
But they still go to meditation center.
Well, even if the person doesn't even meditate, somebody can read for years and years and years and never understand anything.
Right.
So in other words, we'd have to ask, then go over what we usually go over is what are the conditions then that are going to lead to understanding to arise?
Yeah, for example, they can say everything is Dhamma, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't mind at all what Dhamma is.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So they don't know that now it's
well,
Dhamma.
That's why you discuss
yeah.
things and really analyzing what each word means.
Yeah.
Mm.
And when it comes to understanding realities, like you mentioned about, well, reading this is a waste of time or something, but I think there's, what does it mean, waste of time, because when there's understanding of realities, there can be understanding any time, even when reading about someone's
what's
wrong view. And
reading is not necessarily grammar. That's true.
So it's not, so one has less and less idea about this being useful activity or this being waste of time, because even at that time, which one thinks is waste of time, there can be, there's still seeing, there's still visible objects.
Conditions are not just going to arise, happen by themselves.
Yeah. What about the word visible object or that which is seen? Only that?
Okay. So.
Just one word. People read about Chakku Vijnana and Ruparamana all the time in Tipitaka. What about just that? No idea at all. Only can be able to repeat Ruparamana, Ruparamana, Ruparamana is the object of Chakku Vijnana, that's all.
So the condition that you're asking about has to come back to hearing about reality now and considering reality now. That's the only condition, no matter where or what or how or when.
It's really very subtle, because only understands correctly. Otherwise, when we see that, we heard that hearing the Dhamma is important, so we try to just do listening or reading. And when we hear that, okay, attending to what appears now, then they're trying to attend again. So anytime if there's no right understanding, it goes wrong.
That's right, self comes in
yeah.
so quickly, and this is why
any
I mentioned Sila Bhatta Paramahansa is so
right.
common, even like now during a Dhamma
yeah.
discussion can be
yeah.
very common.
The question is, there seeing now? I'm trying to catch seeing.
Yes.
Is now, even if it is that going wrong, that wrong practice, that is more precious than anything that one can work
mm-hmm.
out in the text.
Yeah.
Because it's reality now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's beginning to know what appears now.
So what can be known now?
Only one reality at a time.
And know what?
Different.
Yeah, but what?
Seeing,
know what?
Seeing now.
To know that ignorance is there, not understanding the nature of reality at all. For example, seeing. So one can realize that how much there is ignorance of seeing. Because people keep on asking, ignorance of what? They don't know even ignorant of what, but ignorant of seeing right now. Ignorant of hardness right now. All realities right now. So by understanding this, there can be the development of understanding, little by little. Before there can be the progress or the development of understanding, just little by little, about just one reality at a time. So pariyatti is very useful according to reality, not to anyone's like or dislike. Like now, seeing, see, they're seeing, nothing else. How much understanding, how much ignorance. So right understanding sees that, so it develops little by little from not understanding to be just a little understanding of that which sees now. And this is patipatti. And more than that, if one does not, is not forgetful that it's not I, sati is quicker than the I, because it is aware instantly when there are right conditions for its arising. Otherwise, silapata pramasa is there to be gradually eliminated. And who knows that now it is gradually eliminated. Like holding the knife's handle.
Seeing is more understanding, more view now is a good sign, because it's beginning to appreciate that it is so.
Right understanding is right. It cannot know wrong. It cannot be wrong.
And for example, so Tom, you mentioned people here listening to the Dharma is a condition, so they think, okay, well, I better listen more and more hours to a jhana or to some other teacher. But this is not what is meant by listening. They listen more and more, and then they think, oh, it's a waste of time to go shopping in the market or to help their friends with their problems, because it's all to answer the telephone, because it's distracted from their listening. But that's not what is meant, because it's so much attachment. So listening means understanding what is heard, no matter it's just one word or many words. It's not about the activity of listening, or the activity of going to the foundation, or the activity of reading the sutra.
When a person, one of our friends before he died, he said, I'd like just to live a little more in order to understand the teachings, only that. Just to live to understand the teachings.
Understand.
A little more. This is what, only to understand the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
which means to understand seeing, which means to understand seeing, hearing, whatever appears. Visible objects.
Also, I think there are some people, because we keep listening a lot of the same thing again and again, so some people also think that, oh, it's really repetition, and when they feel that they find anything new anymore, they just get bored with it and losing interest in considering the reality. So it's also another, because there's no understanding that it's also the studying of now, but they think that only the words, but yes, not the realities. Yeah. So that's why it becomes like more.
And they think they understand it all already.
Yes.
They've heard that, they've understood
right.
it.
But actually, very little. Yeah.
I think it's all theory anyway.
Yes.
I don't appreciate that it's actually not present. So they don't understand at my level.
I think Benny, that's a good example. As Tam was saying, someone listens and after some time come to the conclusion that it's the same thing being repeated over and over, and they get bored.
Yeah.
I mean, they remember everything that's heard, mm-hmm. but they don't. They know everything,
yeah.
but
they
don't want to hear more. Means there's no understanding.
Same
this,
as reading.
Just yeah, this is what helped me just a few minutes ago. Very much, especially what Sarah said and John said.
And when we think about, okay, well, this is the useful condition to read this book, but this one's a wrong book, so we won't read it. But Ajahn was saying last time she likes to listen not just to right Dharma, but also to wrong Dharma when teachers are teaching wrong view. She also likes listening to that on the radio. The point is that seeing invisible objects sound any time, so accumulations to listen to different talks because of interest, and so the understanding depends on the wise reflection of seeing now visible
exactly.
object, not on the particular
book that Tom Westheimer had sent us. And I said, all right, I'm going to sit down and read it, what the Buddha thought. And the more I read it, the more I realized this is not creating conditions for any understanding, because it was purely an academic analysis of the Buddha's teachings, and what he considered the importance of what the Buddha got from Vedic thought. And to me, and then he doesn't really prove his point. He just quotes another scholar saying, "Well, this one discovered this idea," and da 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 da. There was no understanding in that reading. There was no understanding of the Dhamma, the nature of realities. And I just said, oh, forget this book.
It all comes back to the citta now.
But not now. Only the understanding that it's now, but not actually now. So you can read anything with your own understanding. So that mind about the words which doesn't mean anything much.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat different reaction to it, because I thought in case after case he made a point of what a clever and good teacher the Buddha was, because he would start with what the Vedic teaching was and give a completely new meaning for it. And it was one of the ways in which the Buddha converted a lot of ascetics. So that was my main impression. It wasn't, for me, a totally useless book. I wasn't quite sure that I would have called it the way the Buddha thought, because I'm not sure he knows that, but I found it not quite as useless a book to read.
Yeah, well, for me it was useless in a sense that it didn't enhance understanding.
Yeah, I think people sometimes miss this point. Recently someone said they wanted to be like Sigalavada and know how to worship the six points. Well, that was the original, I don't know, Vedic or whatever. Yeah. That was the understanding of the time.
Yeah.
But the Buddha reinterpreted that.
And I got from this that he was not teaching it because of the Vedic teaching, but just a device to help people go over to a new understanding of realities.
I'm not sure he was even teaching that.
Like what?
This particular, that author.
Like what?
Like the fire sherman, for example.
So it's not what Buddha thought.
That's right. It's a very arrogant title. I don't think Richard Gombach knows what the Buddha thought.
That's
the title
that was
in his book.
He really didn't understand what the Buddha thought.
Oh, that's what I thought. More than that. The explanation is not like the others' thinking.
Yeah.
No reality when we talk about just directions. What reality is there? Only idea.
The way I understood that is that the idea of worshipping the six points was not the Buddha's words, but what people of the time thought about.
That's why it needs explanation, what the six
points
are. Yeah. That's why we can ask anybody about anything, because we know that they don't know, they don't understand, and then they can be the explanation for what they think about. Like point, 6 points, see? Yeah? Or we, it's not necessary to name Vedic or whatever, just the truth, that's all.
Used a term that is commonly used at the time, like sati, and then gave new meaning, or like viveka, seclusion, or kaya viveka. You know, people think in terms of physical seclusion, and then he taught about, as you were saying this morning, seclusion, detachment from what's experienced through the senses, like at this moment.
Seclusion means seclusion of mind, like from defilements.
Like now, when there is detachment, there is seclusion.
Mm-hmm.
There's seclusion from what is experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Living alone with what is seen, what is heard at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So people talked about just the understood, for example, Kaya Viveka, just in terms of physical seclusion, but he taught that in the ultimate sense, the seeing now, or seeing in the forest, seeing anywhere, and in the ultimate sense, the seclusion that is of importance is the detachment from what is experienced at this moment with understanding.
Mm-hmm. Living alone.
Living alone.
Yeah.
So seclusion from Akusala.
Right. Mm. So the sutta about the one who knows how to live alone.
Yes. Okay, I have a question about views. We know that any kind of right view is kusala, Kamapata, and if it's any understanding of reality, it's the highest kind of kusala. Even if it's lower understanding like Pariyatti, we know it accumulates, but is it Kamapata also?
Wrong. Kamapata?
No, right. Right.
Right understanding, right understanding is right Kamapata.
Yeah. And then when we talk about wrong view, for example, if I just have an idea that I want to swat the mosquito, it's not Kamapata because it's just thinking about harming the mosquito, and it's not Kamapata unless it's actual, the deed of killing. So when it's any wrong view, like if I don't really believe in karma, again, it's just moments of thinking. But in the text, it talks about the three kinds of wrong view, the Nataka Ditti, Ahetuka Ditti, and Akiriya Ditti, as being wrong view that is Kamapata. Is this just when it is the wrong view that prompts deeds through body and speech? Must be prompting deeds through body and speech. Jan is nodding.
The deed is done.
The deed has to be done. Because if it's just kind of having the wrong view, however strongly, but no deed, then it's just thinking.
Accumulation,
just
yes.
Accumulation.
Anusya.
Anusya, right. Because I read in survey, you mentioned it, and also in Chaita Seekers, and Robert's been bringing it up on the list, that it is just the having the view without any deed as being a kusala pata. For example, it mentioned in one of the books, wrong views are a kusala kama pata through the mind when convinced. Very dangerous, because it can give rise to many deeds. So it made it sound as though even just the thinking with the wrong view itself was kamapata, but I thought it was only when the deed is performed.
There are many degrees of wrong view too. Mm. I mean, manokama, because wrong view is manokama. It's said in the first commentary of the Abhidhamma,
the
Atasalini, that kusala or akusala in the sense-style process all are manokama.
Manokama. Cannot bring result.
That level,
yes.
Only. Many degrees.
Yes. Yeah. And when it's...
Akusala is the first mm-hmm. sense-style process, so that
in any sense-style process.
Seeing or hearing.
Right. The okay. same process.
Okay.
It's manokama. So that
it
level.
Doesn't, it doesn't condition deeds or speech, which mm-hmm. can be kamapata mm-hmm. at that time. Mm-hmm. So only manokama. But if it's like one of these, what they say are the most serious wrong view.
So we have to know on what degree, right. when the deed is done, whether it is vajikama or manokama,
or
kayakama or manokama.
Manokama.
Another level.
Yeah. And even if there's that very strong wrong view that there's no result of karma, but no deed is done, then...
But one day the deed will be
done.
Mm-hmm.
But just at that moment of thinking with that wrong view, not kamapata yet, because the deed not yet done.
Pakatupanisya.
Pakatupanisya yeah. only. Yeah.
That's why all deeds are supported by pakatupanisya.
Yeah. And so that is what it means when it says that it's, when it refers to it, wrong views as akusala kamapata, it's meaning that because the deeds that will come later are supported by that mm-hmm. wrong view. But
because
doesn't mean
even
just
the kusala and akusala of the sense though are manokama too.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mentioned. So when it says it's manokama, people misunderstand that. They assume that means it's kamapata, but it doesn't mean yeah. that at all mm-hmm. because yeah. any kusala or akusala in the sense door is also mm-hmm. manokama,
right.
however mild.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Why is it then that right view, as Sarah was suggesting, of the low level, of Pariyatti level, why is that kamapata then?
Because at that moment, it is not just arise, it is kamma. Through mind, though, because it can understand whatever appears. No, patipati level.
Oh. Just now you... So it's only patipati level. Okay.
Otherwise it's just thinking.
When there's direct understanding of realities.
Bhavana, see? Yeah. Dana, sila, and bhavana.
Not refer to Pariyatti as
bhavana
as a...
It's the source or the beginning.
Source,
yeah.
Source, but not yet. And when one's talking about these strong wrong views like nataka ditti, no result of karma, one knows that if deeds are done later, they are conditioned by paktu upanisya pachya, but one, it just depends on accumulations because who knows when or what, like... some people may have very strong wrong views but be very gentle and never harm, whereas some others may not have so much wrong view but harm a lot. So,
but wrong view is there.
Wrong view is there, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are you saying that each moment of, although that person has some degree of right understanding, sometimes the akusla, like harm, doing harm to others.
Different moments.
Not underlined by a wrong view, like hitting somebody or
as
killing
long
even.
As it's not completely eradicated, is there? As hetu.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be the killing or the...
Akusala, loba, dosa,
So when there's killing, is it motivated always by wrong view?
Not necessarily.
Different moments, because at the moment of killing, it's dosa. But if they're the sotapanna who has no more wrong view, no more conditions to kill, so the tendency is still there. It's still the anusya wrong view even at that time. And can one say, Ajahn, that because there is still the tendency is still conditioning that dosa, that harms at that time.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Right, because it's still an idea of a being or what is to be harmed.
To see that all dhammas are anatta.
Yeah.
So very deeply that there can be the... just a little established of the understanding of anattaness to understand whatever appears. That's all. Keeping on the understanding of anattaness. Otherwise, we'll miss the point of listening and considering what's what.
So sleepiness is actually loba? Feeling
who will answer?
Like when you feel sleepy, it's the loba is loba mulacita? Not sleeping, but just sleepy. Like wanting to have something calm and...
Okay, it's there. You would like to know the name?
It seems to me that's the characteristic of loba.
Name? Loba? Call it loba? Or it's just a reality?
It's a reality.
See? Always question when it's not the direct understanding.
In Amida, for sure, is it there when there's sleepiness? Again, the name.
Questioning in a dream. Right? Right? Living in a dream. Are you not in a dream? Why does one say that one lives in a dream? Because there is no understanding of a reality as it is.
For the arahant who has no more avijja, for the arahant who has no more avijja, so in moments where there's not the panya chittasika which arises with the citta, so it's only kriya, it's
so perfect funny. Awakening.
Perfect awakening.
But at moment of understanding reality, it's mm-hmm. like waking. One is awake from dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for the arahant, he's not all the time in
not
that.
Not all the time, but perfect awakening.
Like for example, when an arahant with kriya chittas, he knows that this is his cup. It's not understanding of reality at that mm-hmm. moment, and. Is it any moment of calm, or it's not dana? So what kind of citta is it at that moment when he knows this is his cup? It's not understanding of reality.
Mahakriya citta.
Just mahakriya. Mm-hmm. But can one say it because it's not dana? It's not
even dana is mahakriya.
I know, but at this moment of knowing it's his cup. It doesn't seem to
at
be dana.
At moment when there is the understanding, the nature deeper and deeper,
says mahakriya. Yeah. Okay. But even just at the moment of, because it's concept, this is my cup, so even at that moment,
mahakriya.
Mahakriya. Can't say more.
So in the case of an arahant giving somebody something,
with understanding that there is no self
or no understanding and
of
thinking about a cup
of realities
we're talking about moments when there's not any understanding of realities when person is the object
or just giving something to somebody and thinking about a glass is basically the same, both are kriya.
Mm-hmm.
To
understand the nature of those chitta,
yeah.
Still curious. So any understanding of curiosity or doubt
I'm just having the same question.
Always back to now.
Yeah.
Just to assist a little more with Tom's point about tiredness. So just a Dharma characteristic that appears now, and as soon as they're sort of thinking about, well, is this Hiriyanotapa or is it Lobha, then we know it's just speculating, it's not understanding. On the other hand, someone may say, well, yes, but it is helpful to know a little bit more about the characteristic of Hiriyanotapa, or to understand a little more about when they arise, because if we don't hear at all about different dharmas, then there won't be any conditions to understand what appears now. So it seems that a little bit of, when she asked about the nature of tiredness now, maybe it would be helpful to know a little bit more about those dharmas or not.
What for?
That's the point, whether it's for mm-hmm. understanding yeah. or whether it's just for curiosity or trying to work out the answer. It depends.
Who can know the citta right now? Mm. How much ignorance is there?
Right.
Okay, like the wound and disease and everything. If it's not cured yet, little right. by little, how can there be the understanding of whatever appears now? So just listen to clean the mind, that's all.
And it has to begin mm-hmm. now, because yeah. if we think, well, I'll just work this out and then begin later, then but what about now?
As accumulation.
So if there's no hearing about the characteristic of any realities, but if we hear only about the explanations that all what appears now is anatta, is that enough to develop understanding of the characteristic which appears?
Who can answer? The person who understands can answer how much there is understanding or interest or just wanting, being attached already to the story. To wash away ignorance, it needs right understanding, not just wanting to see how can it work. To hear for oneself.
From the level of understanding of the listener, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I could have heard a few words, just very general, and instantly was the condition of the understanding.
So what is there accumulated in his citta, see? Mm-hmm. It depends on the accumulation for each citta.
So it's not a matter of not studying the book, not studying the details, but whether what I'm studying or whether feeling sleepy now, just beginning to understand the characteristic that appears.
But we are not Sariputta, so for us,
we
can repeat anatta, but we have to know what is anatta.
Yes. What about Visakha and anatta Bindaka? No need to be Sariputta.
Mm-hmm. But we have to know more in detail.
Just to wash away the ignorance and all the
The
accumulation of unwholesomeness.
Yes.
That's why we can see that some people have no interest in listening at all. So we can attend the accumulation of the citta.
Yes.
Why not? See? To understand that nothingness, not self. Mm-hmm. Seeing is just seeing, hearing is hearing.
You mean the story about that?
No one there at all. By understanding the conditions for seeing, hearing, and all conditioned realities. For every reality right now, thinking right now, seeing right now, they are all conditioned.
So that can be condition for direct understanding.
For seeing that no self there at all.
And what do you mean exactly by details? Like if we read that one needs to.
For example,
details.
Just say that everything is Dhamma is not enough.
No, right.
Yeah.
No, what Dhamma means, this is the details.
Keep on understanding better and better. Like visible objects, see? Just one thing. But there are so many, many things unknown. All jitas and jetasikas are gone completely.
So hearing more about, considering more carefully about what visible object now means, hearing the details, and what about tiredness.
The same as seeing and visible objects, see?
Just different.
Exactly.
understanding more about the anatomist.
Everyone experiences hardness. What about the understanding? Like everyone sees, what about the understanding? As just a reality, it does not belong to anyone. Nothing there except hardness appear, just only that. It's not directly experienced yet. So there is moment of taking hardness for my leg or something. Even it does not appear.
Hearing the details doesn't mean reading the Patana with no understanding.
Like, do you have teeth or do you have legs? No? Exactly the same. Only memory, sanya. But when it's not at the sanya, but another sanya, nothing there except just a reality that one cannot take it for me or mine at all. When panya develops to that degree. If not, is there my...
No idea of hardness in this place or on my arm, but it's just hardness to feel.
Just like seeing, if there is still the idea that there's my eye, see, and seeing is there.
Or at this particular place. Uh-huh.
There is the idea of self, because there is the I and my seeing. But when it's not I, it's only the reality which sees, only that. No idea about the I as conditions. No I appearing, right? But the mind and wrong view take it from my eyes is there. Before the characteristic, which is not self, can be known, see? There must be the development from hearing and considering and no attachment to the result or something at all. Otherwise, it is like listening and waiting for sati and panya to arise. That is clinging, upadana.
I'm not thinking all the time, it's my eye, but there are many moments just ignorance, but not thinking, it's my eye.
When?
Just now.
Eyes appear?
No.
So it's thinking.
Or my seeing. I don't see, think all the time, I am seeing.
No, but
there's... I don't know it as a reality, but I still don't
so
think
what's
all the
there?
Time.
What's there if it's not me?
Ignorance. Pure ignorance.
But the idea of I see is there. Not the other person see at all.
But I don't think in that way.
Even so, but
even
it's
so.
There. I see,
he
not,
is there,
not
but
her
how?
Seeing her other one.
You say it is there, but where is it? When I don't think it's I, or my seeing.
Subtle thinking.
I'm not sure. Maybe just, I have the feeling more ignorance, only pure ignorance.
Otherwise, there is no I at all. Right? If there is no I at moment of seeing, right, you like what you think, I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. But if it's like that, there is no I at all, completely eradicated.
Not at all.
Sometimes it's thinking more about the object.
It doesn't matter at all whether the object is the seeing or the object which is seen. Whatever is the object. No understanding of the nature of that reality at all, as just a reality. Like
we usually think of concepts like the table or the person we are sitting here. Mm-hmm. That happens most of the time. Mm-hmm.
So one can see that it's not easy at all to get rid of the idea mm-hmm. of self
yeah.
and things.
Yeah, that's it. Then the idea of self comes in. Like you say, do you know me or do you know visible object?
It's like there is seeing, even we don't say that I am seeing. See?
Yeah.
So it's like the idea of self, I don't need to say it's the idea of self.
You mean it's latent there?
It's there.
As latent tendency.
It's there, but not as object. But it's there.
It's there.
Ready to take it from.
Ready to yeah. take it, yeah.
You don't have to name or call it anything at all.
No. That's subtle, very subtle.
That moment of seeing someone or whose or the others or yeah. seeing now. Not the others seeing.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? It's not the others
seeing now.
Yeah.
It's not the others seeing. So who's seeing?
Yeah, I.
Yeah.
You mean?
Even you don't name it or call
Even
it.
You don't name it.
Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to say seeing sees, but it sees.
Yeah.
You don't have to call it anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one object at a time when it's the seeing, it's not the idea of self. But when there's the I see, then you see that that is the self as object.
Yeah, yeah. Difficult to get, difficult to understand.
Seeing,
more and more subtle.
Yeah.
Seeing khanom, ice cream or something, just keep on thinking about the object. But not with the idea of maybe there's also the wanting, I want to have the object.
Chitta experiences one object at a time when it's moment of knowing or taking that reality for something. It's not the self as object.
It's not the self as object.
But when the self is there, the self is object that can be known.
Maybe because it has changed so quickly, and then it's why it's so difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm.
We get lured.
That's why there is inside hardness and outside hardness to be known.
Inside hardness?
All inside and outside.
Inside and outside, because actually hardness is just hardness, mm-hmm. but because in the in between experiencing hardness, there's the idea of hardness of
yeah.
my body. It's
mm-hmm.
taken as my hardness or hardness out there, but actually it's only hardness
mm-hmm.
it's experienced. But if there was no taking it for my hardness
mm-hmm.
or my body, then
just
there wouldn't be any idea of inside
mm-hmm.
and outside.
But even if there's a right understanding, they still can have the concept of inside or outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily accompanied by wrong understanding when there's distinguishing between inside or outside, right?
But at moments of understanding, no thought of inside
at that
and
moment,
outside.
Yeah, but then. So it's in the mind, or it's in the mind, or that there's the thinking about inside or outside,
right?
And there is the idea of inside or outside before the direct understanding as no one or nothing. For example, touch the table, you don't take it this hardness for me or my hand at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is before understanding. Hardness is just hardness.
Mm-hmm.
There is the idea all the time from the very beginning, because there's the I who touch. But when it's moment of seeing or understanding a reality, it does not belong to anyone. Even before that, there is the idea of outside. But then there is the understanding of that which you take for outside reality as just a reality. Exactly the same. Otherwise, you take heart and say, for me too, but actually, it's table, not you.
If the Buddha were just teaching the Satipatthana Sutta to Aryans, no need to mention about inside and outside, because no idea of inside and outside hardness, just hardness that appears.
But there is always idea about the inside and outside before understanding the reality. So that should be known too.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not so essential, not so important. Inside or outside. But the outer ayatanas and the inner ayatanas.
That's different.
But it's there already.
Yes.
But in reality, hardness cannot be anything else except its heart.
Yes. We don't have to pay attention to
There's always attention to the outside and inside before understanding that actually it's just there.
Yes.
It's always attention to my body and my seeing. And
yes.